This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
my administration is removing the burdens and regulations on your companies so that you can compete, thrive, and grow. How many of you have noticed this so far? Because it's a big, big difference, right? That's a big, big difference. The people are coming up to me. They can't even believe it. We took the farmers' land away. We took the home builders' land away. They have their land back now, and they're building homes, and they're farming their farms, and it's a beautiful thing to see, and they're so thankful. So a lot of those regulations have been taken off. The rest are coming off. And by the way, we will have better protection than we've ever had. But we'll also have something where you don't have to wait 15 years for a permit, and then when you go to the board, you lose. And that's a big portion of your life wiped out waiting for a permit. We're not going to let that happen. But for our nation to really prosper, we must lower the tax on business, one of the highest in the world.
Made in America Week, the president talking about promoting, you know, our own self-interest here in America. I mean, it used to be an advantage. Made in America was a positive symbol. And, you know, that has been weakened because we wanted to help other people. But at what expense? You know, we've ignored the homeland. And this is what Main Street America was excited about, that we're talking about, focusing on this country. Some would say, well, this threatens, you know, because of a nationalistic populist movement, you know, this is going to isolate America. And by no means. It's just saying, look, we need to take a look at this country, the jobs, the citizens. You know, we've worked hard. We've invested. All of us citizens have invested heartily into the goals and the dreams of America as an entity, and helping others, and not only in this country, but globally. You know, when any disaster strikes, who is the first country that steps forward to help? By and large, you know, America is there leading the way. We may not always be, you know, the first in line, you know, because some people might say, well, that's not always the case. But we're there. We've been at the forefront. We've been the vanguard of help to other countries, including defending them for the sake of peace. Yes, you could be critical and say, well, maybe we overstepped some bounds. That's fine. But by and large, I believe the heart is certainly of Americans. There might be some other representatives of our government that have worked outside of the purview and the heart and soul and spirit of Americans as a country of immigrants who looks to the greater good of humanity and wants to be at the forefront and an example of what liberty is all about. And this is what, these many despots and other countries would want to stamp out, because we are a thorn in their side. We are a glaring example of what happens when you give we the people the choice and you give them all that liberty represents, a freedom to choose what's best for them and best for their families. This is why I have the problem with a national health care system, because too much is being dictated by the government. And I think that one of the big problems that you have right now, and the government hasn't got to that point, they still think they can help. What they need to do is, like Ronald Reagan said, get out of the way. You know, empower the people. You say, look at, if tomorrow they repealed Obamacare and just did one thing and said, okay, we're going to open up the boundaries and allow insurance companies to sell across state lines. The CBO can't calculate this, but I will guarantee you, knowing historically, with the empirical evidence time and again that's demonstrated in the reality of our worlds, is that the cost of insurance will go down. And, there has to be this revolution that takes place within the healthcare industry that has taken it out of balance, that has been socially engineered, administratively engineered, to where people in the levels of administration have been so greatly rewarded for what? To manage a healthcare system that is not delivering on its promise, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. You know, the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science, and I would say fake anything for that matter, because of, you know, the investment, the waste of resources that go along with anything that is fake. It derails us. Though we should be able to rely on the unbiased facts of science for some of the biggest decisions of our lives, you know, think about it, you know, from our health, education, the well-being of our families. The left has manipulated so many of these facts to advance their agenda, to squash all debate. And I would say they have more than manipulated. What they have done is they have weaponized this whole doctrine that they're behind. If they're behind something, they find a way to weaponize it. If they can get the three initial government agencies behind it to put the force of their beliefs on the rest of us minions who are just trying to figure it out, you know, and along the way, if we don't agree with them, if we don't buy into their fake proposals, then we're the bad guys, and we're basically set aside. We're invalidated. Our opinion no longer counts. Well, we're going to be talking with the author of Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. You ready for that? Austin Roos is with us. He's the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, a United States-based research institute that works with the United Nations Economic and Social Council and the Organization of American States exclusively on international life and family issues. He has traveled all around the world to lecture on UN matters, and we're honored to have him with us on Bill Martinez Live. Austin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on the book. I appreciate the boldness and the courage, because you're doing this in the face of a weaponized left that would just as soon invalidate you and say that something is severely wrong with you for calling out this fake science that we're exposed to.
Well, sure. You know, I'm on the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list. I've got 52 mentions in Right Wing Watch, which I'm very proud of. That's that's among the largest number of mentions in Right Wing Watch. So I'm doing very well.
Well, that's good that you're doing well, and I would encourage you to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of those of us that are demanding that the science that we are exposed to is true, that it has veritas, that the decisions that we make based on scientific fact are true, and that you know, the choices and the results of those choices would be based on the truth and not some sort of progressive ideology.
Correct. Well, and that's the problem, is that science has increasingly become ideological over the years. And in the book, we look at 11 different issue areas, from, you know, marriage and family and homosexuality and transgenderism to genetically modified foods and global warming and fracking. So we really look at a broad scope of issues, and we show what the left says, science says, and then we show what the science really says. And generally, science will back up conservative points of view on, mm-hmm. on all these issues.
What is the end game of this of the left with this ideology? What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, I mean, they're looking to advance their agenda. You know, when they say that the science is settled, that this is you know, quite similar to the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list, the purpose of which is to shut down debate. Mm-hmm. You cannot question something because the science is settled. Mm-hmm. One of my chapters is called "Back Off, Man, I'm a Scientist," which is a line from Bill Murray's movie Ghostbusters.
Right.
And the reason he said that was to shut down that person who was questioning him. And so when you look at all these issues, this is what they're trying to do, is shut down debate. And the danger of this is that they are advancing a particular agenda and nothing really based on science. I mean, for instance, and this is why I argue in the book that fake science is more dangerous than fake news, because mm-hmm. fake news can be ephemeral. Here today, gone tomorrow, knocked down by a new narrative. Mm-hmm. But fake science can lodge in people's minds for a good long while, and it's hard to get out of there because we hold the scientific institutions in such high regard.
Exactly.
So that, you know, for years we were told 10% of the population was gay, and that this was based on science. It wasn't. It never was. But sadly, most Americans believe now that 20% of the population is gay. Millennials believe 25% is gay, when in fact, this is in my book, the Center for Disease Control says that to 1.6% of the population, roughly 4 million adults, are same-sex attracted. Mm-hmm. So the real science is always on our side, and the fake science comes with an ideological message.
Yeah, I remember during the Bill Clinton campaign, it started out at 5%, and it just climbed up to, by the time he was elected, it was near 20%. And then they had that moment of truth in the Oval Office to talk to the president to say, look, we've been a big force. We helped you get elected. We represent 20% of America. And Bill Clinton had to share with them the empirical data, to kind of set them back a little bit. And they left the Oval Office with their heads and faces a bit dejected, because they thought they were coming in swinging a big stick, but they were met with reality, like you said, that it was 1%.
Well, you know, the first 10% number, which so many people repeated for years and years, supposedly came out of the Alfred Kinsey study in the 1940s, which was a flawed methodologically, but also sometimes criminal in mm-hmm. in the abuse of even babies. But the 10% number isn't even in Kinsey. It was created by a gay activist who was about to meet in the Oval Office with President Carter, and he thought that it was a nice number. So this has transmogrified across all these issue areas.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The science is settled in global warming and everything else.
Right. When you say science is settled, have you ever known science to be settled? I mean, I always know scientists to keep asking questions. I don't know that they ever go to sleep at night and say, well, it's settled, and they can rest comfortably.
Right. And they can wash their hands, and they can, you know, become fry cooks or something. No, I mean, authentic scientists are always probing and questioning. But when you hear the science is settled, you can be sure that it's largely an ideological claim. Mm-hmm. You know, on global warming, they say the science is settled, and that 97% of climate scientists agree. And even that claim is false. Even that claim was utterly made up.
Exactly.
And look at, you know, something like genetically modified foods. You know, there's a miracle food called golden rice that's never come to market, that has an added amount of beta carotene in it, the purpose of which is to cure blindness in 250,000 kids a year.
Wow.
Many of whom end up dying because of it. But golden rice has never come to market because it's quote unquote genetically modified. It's been stopped by leftists.
Well, Austin, we got to pause right here because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Conversation continues with Austin. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. Fake Science is the discussion, the focus, the new book from our guest, Austin Ruse. He says it's the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science. Fake science about hunger is feeding the rich. The CEO of Feeding America gets paid $650,000 a year. Did you know that baseless hysteria, we just touched on that, about GMOs still traps millions of world's poor in a vitamin A deficiency that often leads to blindness and even death? Global warming is real, and it's a good thing, according to fake science. Peer review is a scam. Cheating authors review their own studies, research the challenge. The artificial left-wing consensus is blackballed. Austin, in your book, Fake Science, Exposing the Left Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data, what was the most shocking piece of science that you discovered as you were doing your work for this book?
I would say it's explored in the chapter Back Off Man, I'm a Scientist, because the most shocking thing is the poverty of peer review and the outright fraud that is now being revealed in the peer review process. Mm-hmm. So not a specific issue, but something that goes right at the heart of the credibility of science these days. There is a website called Retraction Watch that follows closely the regular removal of peer-reviewed papers from journals because of faulty data or fraudulent data. The Amgen people in California tried to replicate the results of 57 landmark studies in biomedical research and could not do so. And these landmark studies have been repeated many, many times in the scientific literature. Somebody estimated that 75 to 80% of the tests in biomedical research cannot be replicated. Mm-hmm. The Springer publishing people a few years ago withdrew more than 100 papers from publication because of fraud and peer review. Just a couple of days ago, Duke University admitted that one of its researchers had been entering faulty data into mouse studies with regard to asthma. These studies resulted in $100 million in grants from the federal government for Duke University and $100 million in grants to related universities. So the thing that I found most shocking is that science itself is losing credibility because of widespread fraud and certainly the ideological nature of some scientific claims.
When will this come to a head and just finally blow up on itself? Austin, I know that what you're doing here exposes a lot, but this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, it has been going on for a long time, and it's hard to see what the end game will be or when this will end. I mean, on the ideological side, we are becoming increasingly more ideological divided every single day. So I don't see that aspect of it, you know, the phony claims based on fake science ending anytime soon. One hopes that questions of fraud and peer review are being handled by scientific authorities. I mean, the problem there is that there are 54,000 PhDs minted every single year in the United States. These people need jobs. They need to publish. They need grants. One of the problems is when a field achieves kind of rock star status like science, mm-hmm. it begins to attract charlatans like Bill Nye. Bill Nye, mm-hmm. the quote unquote science guy. He's a charlatan. And it attracts people like this, and this hurts the credibility of science itself, which is a danger to us.
Well, and the thing is, it would seem that the prevailing, I don't know if you want to call it attitude or perspective on this, is all couched in lies. Whether we talk about news, we're talking science, just issues of the culture. I mean, we are a country bathed in lies. It's almost like we need some sort of rebirth and reconnection with the truth. And maybe that's what's going to take to finally expose this for what it is. But, you know, we're flawed. We're only human. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But this is why in this show we say we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, I have people, I have experts that come on and they go, Bill, how can you talk about this? And I say, well, fortunately, because we're independent, we're not beholden to some empire that says, oh, no, you can't talk about this. You know, even a book like yours and what we're talking about, there are some media outlets that would not allow this conversation to take place.
You know, and the reason that I wrote this book and the way that the book is written, it's not written for experts. It's written for the typical, you know, mom and dad who are debating, you know, their youngster home from college. Who's gotten, you know, a good dose of
totally indoctrinated
science.
I know. That's just a fun Thanksgiving dinner, by the way, when you have the son or daughter coming back from college, you know.
Often, you know, people are caught kind of flat-footed because, you know, folks on the left can cite, you know, chapter and verse of supposed scientific theories and papers, when in fact there are answers. And so the book goes through 11 issue areas and gives people the answer to the claims of the left. You know, homosexuality is inborn. There's a study that says so. Well, as a matter of fact, the guy who did the study on the quote-unquote gay gene himself has said that he did not discover the gay gene. Not a lot of people know that. Mm-hmm. So the book is full of information like that on how people can answer their son or daughter home from college, answer, you know, their left-wing uncle who comes for Thanksgiving, you know, talk to folks in the office. So that's who the book is for mm-hmm. regular folks to equip themselves to answer the phony, fake scientific claims of the other side.
And the tough thing about this is that it puts people who are interested in the truth in a combative position, because when you confront these people that are so fixed ideologically, boy, it makes it tough. Austin, I got to tell you, you know, doing a show like this and, you know, having and I mean, it's an honor to have you here to expose the truth and what you've done with this book. You know, on a daily basis, I'm blessed to be exposed to this, and you know, I do this on behalf of our audience as well. It makes it difficult because when you run across these ideologues that want to say first thing, well, you know, 75% or 95% of the scientists agree that global warming, and as soon as they come up with that faux information, you know what the depth of their argument is, and it's going, okay, well, I've got to somehow find a way to bail out, because the only thing that's going to happen from now is they're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in debate. They're just interested in agreement. And I can't agree with something that starts off from a false premise.
Well, yeah, and in failing agreement, they will settle for imposition, which is why, for instance, in New York City, a small shop owner can be fined $250,000 for persistently refusing to use the proper gender pronoun of one of their customers.
Yes.
I mean, it's why New York City is considering banning all talk therapy for anyone who wishes to stop certain sexual behaviors. So failing persuasion, they will happily settle for coercion and imposition.
Well, Austin, what's the main thing you want readers to take away from your book?
That there is information that they can find easily to answer the false claims of the left when it comes to science. That's the takeaway. There is help here in this book, Fake Science, that they can find at Amazon and their local bookstores.
You've done a lot of great work with it, and I thank you for your effort. Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. As Austin just said, the book is available at all the usual places. Is there a website they can go to, Austin?
My organization is c-fam.org, c-fam.org, and we fight the life and family battle at the UN, the OAS, and around the world.
Well, thank you for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people. Austin Ruse, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Austin.
Anytime.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
The whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I would say that many people are seeing that we could possibly be on the eve of destruction, and this is why so many people are turning to prayer. If you think not, talk to Franklin Graham, who has led many prayer sessions across this country and has just been an encouragement to many of us that see the problems that America is facing as being very serious. And it's not so much about America continuing on as much as it is the people of America, the people of this world who are left to their own device and thinking that they only have to rely on themselves. But here it is as a Judeo-Christian country. With all the blessings, with the empirical evidence that we have over the 241 plus years of this country, miracle after miracle, even our first president, George Washington, said, without a doubt, it was by the hand of divine providence that you would have a ragtag army made up of a militia, made up of farmers with pitchforks, barely having guns, taking on the number one military force on the planet. And here we become a nation born by the hand of God. How can you say that it was not by the hand of God when you consider the overwhelming odds that we had to come against in order to be a free United States of America. And let me say this, past week, we were all heartened when we saw evangelicals coming to meet with the President and Vice President of the United States, and they prayed for him. They prayed for him and our country. And the picture that we saw that went viral was reminiscent, Dr. David Cole, of the picture that we saw on the campaign plane when evangelicals were praying for then-candidate Trump, that he would be given godly wisdom and godly leadership qualities to be the answer that the American people and, dare I say, the world needed for a time such as this.
Right. I would agree with you. It was a historic event to see a group of religious leaders, Christian leaders, coming together and requesting prayer for our president and vice president. You don't see that too often. And to me, America should be very elated that our president would allow this group to come in and pray for them. The Bible in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people will humble themselves and pray, then God would hear us and he would heal our land. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is how this can be twisted to make it look like there is some kind of fundamentalist political movement going on, where fundamentalists are trying to take over and using it as a political weapon. That's not the case at all, because it takes humility to have somebody pray over you.
And, exactly.
You know, to see President Trump and Vice President Pence allowing these Christian leaders to pray for them, I thought that was just a great step in the right direction. What would happen if the rest of America would get on their face and pray? We might be able to get rid of a lot of this division that's going on.
Well, this is what leadership does. It demonstrates by example. Dr. David Cole joins us, by the way, doctor of ministry and American culture enthusiast, author of the book What the Church Can Learn from Harley Davidson. Dr. Cole is also the associate network leader and assistant superintendent at Northwest Ministry Network. David, you know, when you talk about 2 Chronicles 7:14, there is a qualifier there. God says, if you will do this, I will do that. And the first part is that we need to come to God, acknowledge that he is God. And in coming to God, we are exposed for who we are. You know, nobody is perfect. Nobody has all the goods. In the face of God, there's no argument. We see ourselves as utterly destroyable. Toast, as Isaiah would say. You know, and in that process, we see where we're failing and where we have the capacity to do that which is right. So the first thing is we acknowledge that we have accustomed ourselves to some wickedness, wicked ways, and our country is fraught with wickedness and things that we have accustomed ourselves to. And we need to turn, we need to acknowledge that, number one, and turn from that. And then God promises that if we will only do that, then he will come to the rescue. So there is, you know, that is a conditional, you know, promise that God gives us. But it starts with us. And this is the start of it, where you have evangelicals coming into the Oval Office, the seat of authority of this country, and praying and humbling ourselves and coming to God and saying, hey, you know what? We screwed up. We've messed up here, and we need you to make this right. Help us see what righteousness, what that which is right, what it looks like. I know when we say righteousness, some people say, well, that's a, you know, it's a Christianese term. But what I want people to understand here, and I don't want to offend anybody or turn them off, you know, from getting the core of the message, and that is, if we do right, it's not right by our definition, it's right as defined by God himself.
Yeah, I would agree, Bill. And, you know, there was an article that was printed recently, you know, backed by the Vatican, stating that Christian fundamentalist is, you know, the ideology of the White House now, and that the White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is proponent for an apocalyptic geopolitics. And I was quite disturbed by the article because it's another divisive fuel to the fire. It only fuels fire to the political division in our nation. It's not helpful to bring the church together, let alone our nation together, as a nation under God. Mm-hmm. And basically the article claims that fundamentalists are driving this political platform for xenophobic and Islamophobic attitudes, wanting to build walls and keep foreign criminals out of America. It's interesting. I've been to Rome, and I've seen the incredible wall that the Vatican has built there to protect themselves from enemies like ISIS,
right,
and from becoming a refugee camp. And, you know, the Vatican has even considered its own country. But yet here they're turning around and they're trying to use, you know, this tactic that we're wanting to build walls. Well, the Vatican's already done that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's amazing. This is what you get when you detach from the truth. And, you know, Dr. Cole, I say that what America needs to do is really go back and do what I talked about earlier, and that is realize where we came from. What was America before we entered into this agreement with God? And
right,
where are we now, 241 years later? But even looking back over those 241 years, how did America come and go through its experience by the hand of divine providence?
I would agree. You know, we have printed on our banknotes and on our coins, "In God We Trust." The first coin was imprinted in 1864. "In God We Trust," and Congress finally passed that in 1956. And we need to get back to understanding that America has always believed in a higher power, and that higher power is Jehovah God.
Mm-hmm.
And we should not be alarmed when we see Christian leaders wanting to come and pray for the president, the vice president. We ought to be totally elated.
Right.
That our president is
exactly
wisdom.
Well, David, we got to go to break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More from David Cole on the other side of the break.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Tyler, Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the hand.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let's get the conga line going, hon. And let's dance and rejoice because righteousness reigns, and we're getting this country back on track. Dr. David Cole had earlier said, in referring to the official motto of the United States, In God We Trust, which was adopted as the nation's motto back in 1956 as an alternative or replacement to the unofficial motto of E Pluribus Unum. Maybe today, Dr. Cole, we ought to change the motto to In God We Trust, sort of.
Right. It's amazing how there's so many different views out there. And, I do think this is an opportunity for us to go back to the core belief how this nation was founded. You know, in the book I wrote, What the Church Can Learn from Harley Davidson, I write about an interesting parallel, because in the late 70s, Harley Davidson was on the brink of destruction, bankruptcy. They were $50 million in debt. American Machine Foundry owned them. And 12 executives, along with Willie G. Davidson, they purchased the company for $100 million. And began to look at the threats for their company, which was the foreign motorcycle market flooding the industry. They even went over to Japan and they looked at the industry, and they came back and said, we can't compete with what's going on with the foreign market. But let's go back and look at the main thing: what made us great to begin with. And they discovered that the custom patented sound was what made them great, and then also the classic vintage style motorcycles that they were making. And they thought, if we go back to those main principles, we're going to become a great company again. And they've totally proven that going back to the main thing really works. And I think that's what we have to do as a nation. We need to go back to, what are the things that made us great to begin with? And
exactly.
First of all, it's our alliance and our allegiance to God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, who created mankind, we've all been created in the image of God, and we're all created equal, as our Constitution talks about. And so it's important that Americans come back together. You know, a lot of these issues are humanity issues versus political issues that are going on today.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like any good business, and my background in business has also taught me that when a company gets off track, as you have exampled in your book, What the Church Can Learn from Harley Davidson, is sometimes when you find that you're not getting the results that you used to get, it takes the wisdom of leadership to say, wait a minute, stop. Let's go back and look in the rearview mirror and find out where we made the wrong turn. And whether it has to do with businesses or churches or any other institution, that is something that requires leadership. It requires courage, because sometimes you just don't know what to do. And this is why, you know, Chapter 11, you know, attorneys do so well, or even those who advise companies, because they're not willing to make some of the hard choices that they need to make in order to get back, you know, back on track. To get connected again with its founding principles. And this is where America is at right now, is that we need to, as you say, Dr. Cole, go back and find out where we made the wrong turn and get back on track. Now, does America have what it takes in order to do that? I believe that we have some leadership now in place today where that can be done. But as you said earlier, it requires some reinforcements from other leadership. I'm talking about those elected officials and those that support our elected officials to really get a grasp of this vision, so much so that they're willing to, in a sense, fall on their sword, set it all aside for any kind of political gain or political future, but for the well-being of the American people.
Right, and I think today is just a great opportunity for every Christian citizen in America to look at, you know, what's the main thing when it comes to me being a Christian? Mm-hmm. And we have to go back to the Bible. In 1910, there was a challenge in the church because the church was trying to respond to a liberal theology that was creeping into the church. And so they said, let's go back, find out what are the main things that we need to be stressing. Mm-hmm. And they came up with five things: the inspiration, the inerrancy of the Bible, two, the virgin birth of Christ, three, the belief that Christ died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, four, the bodily resurrection of Christ, and five, historical reality of Christ's miracle. Mm-hmm. Well, that became what was called the fundamental, and that's what this attack is against fundamental. And now it's called fundamentalism, and mm-hmm. they're trying to make it look like this evil political thing. Well, it's basically getting back to the core belief in Scripture. But if we remove the Bible from our existence as a nation, we're really removing some of the main things that made us great to begin with.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, when you have Jesus himself saying it's not bread, but the very word of God that promotes, that is my sustenance, that promotes my being, that's what matters most. I mean, if you have Jesus himself making that statement, it just belies all the more how significant the Word of God is in our lives. And I know for those of us who have experienced life with the Word of God and without, you know, give me the Word of God every time.
Right. In the book, What the Church Can Learn from Harley Davidson, I talk about how important it is for us as Christians to get out and make friends with the unchurched. Statistics show that about 75% of unchurched people do not have one friend who is a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting their ideas of Christianity through what they see on sitcoms and the news and all. And this is a great opportunity for the church to link arms together and say, you know what, we're going to get out there. We're going to take a stand. We're going to stand up for Christ. We're going to let people know what a Christian is really like. We're not bigots. We're not judgmental. For the most part, the church is full of people who are wanting to walk in grace and demonstrating, you know, the good news of Jesus, which is mm-hmm. hope and love and acceptance.
But I wonder, Dr. Cole, and this is a bit of an indictment, and I hope people receive this for what it is, you know, so if the shoe fits, you know, I'm not trying to throw out some sort of broad brush indictment there, but, you know, the church, and I would say the church politic, the church people, the people of the church, supposed Christians, you know, I would say to you is that what message are you putting out there? I mean, I see you getting more excited about your winning football team or baseball team than I do the gospel, the good news, the life-changing catalyst in your life that supposedly has made a difference. It's almost like, well, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, okay, next chapter, let's move on. But yet it changed your life, and maybe it stopped changing your life. Maybe that's why you're not excited about it, and you're not excited to even tell people about it, because this is the other aspect, the critical aspect of the fundamentals, is that if the gospel message has changed your life and made a difference, then why do you hesitate to say anything about it?
I agree. And that's the challenge for the church right now. I think we've become very inward focused. We think that we're called to hold the fort until Jesus comes. And Jesus said just the opposite. He says, I want you to go. I want you to go into all the world and share this good news about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we are truly Christian believers, we need to really ask ourselves, do I have any unchurched friends? Am I sharing Christ with anybody? And if the answer is no, we should get on our knees and ask the Lord to forgive us and do what we can to really, you know, be representatives for Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, Jesus established the church to be the catalytic event upon his departure, combined with the Holy Spirit. And so it's up to us to make the difference, to tell our stories, what it was like before Christ, what it is now after Christ, and let the chips fall where they are, where they may on that. And also the other thing that comes to mind here, Dr. Cole, is that Jesus did warn us, say, hey, look, it, pick up your cross. You know, they persecuted me. Guess what? They're going to persecute you. And maybe what's happened is we have cowered as a result of the peer pressure, the cultural pressure, but yet we know something that they don't know, and that is the answer that is all embodied in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it behooves us. We are commanded, for having received a good thing, to share it with others, aren't we?
We really are. I totally agree. And it's just an encouragement for us to get out, make friends with people, and let them see the transformation that Christ's done in our own lives.
Yeah, and it's not like you have to go to theological school. Just, it's a real simple deal. It's the life you had before and the life after. That's the story to tell. That is your story. Dr. David Cole has been with us. Dr. Cole, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.